Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is an example, in my humble opinion, of leadership failing us.
Hey, Carla. Can you turn down the television, for God's sake?
Speaking of
I'm
leadership.
I'm doing a show here.
Yeah, speaking of being failed. Either turn it off or turn it up.
Leadership.
I can't follow Judge Judy at that volume. Turn it up.
Wait, Mike. Good Lord. Just for us and giggles. Is she in the living room watching television?
Watching television. I mean, really. Like, what the f*** do I do here?
Mike, let me add a little levity to this conversation instead of all the sadness. Kathy, your sister, a smoke show. Let me tell you.
Really?
You probably knew that your sister was a smoke show growing up. There's probably a lot of gentlemen callers.
I don't know what happened to the family genes, but, you know, Dad got the O'Mara genes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Outbreak day. Are we going to count the days that we've been doing shows?
No, it's going to get sad after a while.
All right. Oh, yeah, because welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Yes.
Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you along. By the way, we know our listenership is going up during these difficult times, so, you know, good for us. We're happy to have you along. You're making lemonade, Mike. Well, you know, we're happy to have you here, and everybody's a little squirrely, and this is a show for people that are squirrely, and we've done a lot of thinking in the last 24 hours before we came on the air today, and we've got something that we think you're going to like a lot. Now, this was born out of me watching a news story where they talked about Netflix having online viewing parties where you watch a movie on. Oh, what happened? How come I've got Oscar?
You froze, Mike. So
Did I freeze?
Yes, you froze.
But you're back,
really?
Baby.
I'm gonna call again and hopefully you guys.
Oh man, now I just see Rob. I just see a full screen
back,
of Rob.
I'm coming back.
Hey, baby.
I'm coming back. You'll see
What's
both
up,
of us in 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's great.
All right. So it's the DC studio again.
It's got to be the DC studio, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, and Oscar, you got a blurry background.
Yeah,
too.
And Oscar, you really look like
Oscar's got a blurry background.
I don't even know how that affects
you. You know what it looks like? It looks like the CGI from Air Force One.
I'm so glad that the shitty connectivity in DC could prevent me from promoting this one thing I wanted to get out.
It's all
to
about
our
you,
listeners.
Mike, just doing the best we can.
Yeah, it's all about getting the message out.
Yes.
So why are you blurry in the background?
I'm working on this as we speak. Why don't you continue doing the program and
because
I can
I'm looking at you and you look like you're
I
coming
don't
to me.
Know.
You look like you ought to have a devil costume on my shoulder.
I
going,
don't know.
Go ahead, effer, go ahead. That's what you look like the
that's
devil in the movie Animal
that's
House.
Not what you should do.
I do not know. I'm working on it as we speak.
All right.
I love
Thank
it.
You.
It looks generated by a computer.
Maddie, I hope our listeners are able to see
this
shot.
All of us.
Are they seeing this?
They see all of us, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is funny. You're back.
It's like
right.
on
You're
a
back.
Sofa. It's like
I know.
On a sofa
I've been
opera.
Back. I'm not talking about me being back. I'm talking about your shot. That
Oscar
looks like
looks
you're
like
floating on a cloud.
I love it.
On a soap opera, when someone plays their own brother and they have to superimpose them in, it looks that fake. It's horrible.
Okay, full screen.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. So anyway, listeners, Anywho. Listen to me. I got something to say. First of all, hope you're doing well. Hope that you're hanging in there. Hope that this is not affecting you. I really think that our show, I know it is for all three of us, four of us, five of us, really, that this show is a... You're back, Oscar. It looks
Thank
great.
You. There is.
This show is mental health for us because we come in and we were able to do this for a living. We, over the last 24 hours, have come up with an interesting idea that was born out of Netflix having viewing parties online.
Yes.
And we decided that tomorrow... For the Mike O'Mara Show, we're going to do something completely different. First of all, this show will not be taping at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or noon or anything like that. I'd like to cordially invite every one of our listeners to go to whatever cabinet they have their special libation in.
Yes.
And join me and Rob and Oscar at approximately 4 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow for the M-O-C-P.
M-O-C-P.
The Mike O'Mara, the Mike O'Mara cocktail party.
Ooh.
That's right. We will be doing a live cocktail party beginning at 4 p.m. And here's the great news about this. We will have a 1.5 hour cocktail party followed by a 1 hour bonus cocktail party. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, we gave the, Rob, didn't we just like an hour ago, we gave the bonus hour away. So we're not going to be doing
that. The kids
It'll
would
piss
say,
people off that are subscribers.
As the kids say, we did that a minute ago.
The coronavirus pandemic can be an opportunity for Mike O'Mara's show to boost our bonus show numbers. If you would like to join us for the entire 2.5 hour soiree, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be 4 till 6:30. We're going to be having the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party where we invite you to pull up your favorite easy chair, turn on your computer, and join us live. Also, we are going to attempt... Perhaps this is not the best judgment in the world. We will. Do you have more of that music? Can you give me more of that music?
Don't be stingy with it.
It's got. Yeah. I mean, bring it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. So, thank you. We will also be adding a phone component. And look, this could end before it even begins.
Yes,
but
likely.
We will be taking your live phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We've tried this before, and we'll try it again. And now, who will be controlling the calls? Will it be Oscar Santana?
No, it would be Maddie.
It'll be Maddie? Maddie will be controlling the calls?
Maddie Massey.
All right, very good. If there's any way to get those calls forwarded to me, that would be exciting, but I don't anticipate anything. I do have the computers down here. But anyway, we can talk about the logistics. It's not that important. What is important is MOCP, the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party.
Love it.
Starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, by the way, this is not something I'm doing for our listeners. This is something I'm doing for me.
Yes.
I'm lonely, and I can't go out to a bar or drink with my friends anymore. So I really would love to drink with my friends and our listening audience. That's what I would like to do.
Mike, you almost took a Rickles left turn there. Don't you see I'm lonely?
I am lonely. This is unprecedented. We've never seen anything quite like this, but the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party will hopefully get you through. And, looking forward to that. Now, listen, I think it's going to be special. Tell Jimmy to come in and bring booze. No.
No, we're not making him do that.
I don't think he should be
coming
in.
He can stay away.
He'll be in the beer garden.
This was hatched this morning. Oscar and I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but we really kind of honed and refined it. Is there anything that I'm missing with this? I think we may have an element of phone calls. The important thing is starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
So everybody in our listening.
4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. For those of you that are housebound, for those of you that are working, that might be maybe taken off a little early on Friday to come and join us, you have something to look forward to that I think is better than any other media offering. Where you can sit in front of your computer and you can join us for a cocktail party tomorrow. This is going to be unlike the Christmas shows. This is going to be really different. We're really going to just be shooting the bull and enjoying an adult beverage and then I'm gonna sign off and I'm gonna go to bed. That's basically what we're gonna be doing.
I like the reps, Mike. This might become an afternoon show.
You know what? Where are we going?
Yeah.
That's what Oscar said. Yeah. Oscar was changing the schedule because Oscar, by the way, is exposing himself to more people. How many people are you exposing yourself to when you're doing all your ESPN work? I'm curious about that.
Just same amount of people.
What's the same amount of people?
Shannon.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah.
Oscar, by the way, we have two locations with Podcast Village.
Yeah.
Oscar talks about the hot chick. Let me tell you the hot chick I have been competing against for over a year.
No, I would say 3 years, Mike. 3 years.
3 years. Yeah, 3 years. ESPN is the hot chick. Oscar will cut his right nut off.
Yeah.
If ESPN says jump, Oscar says how high. You know,
well, I have to because we have a business that needs to stay solvent and salaries to pay. So
yeah, but it's still, even if it was salaries to pay,
No.
ESPN is the thing that gets you going.
No. Shannon,
you're so excited about ESPN.
Mike, I'm telling you that we would shutter our doors, Podcast Village would, if not for ESPN. That's how serious this is.
All right, but it's still the hot chick, isn't it?
That
makes it more of the hot chick.
It has to be. I mean, she's the hottest chick. She's the first time. How about this? I'm a virgin, and she's going to give it up.
Let me ask you this. If the Mike O'Mara show went away, would you shutter your doors as well?
No. No.
So you'd keep the everything going.
Yeah,
with
because the
ESPN.
Mike O'Meara show does not contribute a lot of money to the.
Let me
salaries
ask this
because
I never ask about your money.
Yes.
So right. Would Oscar Santana shutter his doors if the Mike O'Meara show went away?
No, I'd actually find a different job and then move on with my life.
Really?
Yeah, I would have to. I'd have to find another job.
Well, what if ESPN shuttered its doors?
I know. I would just continue working with you.
Do you understand that, Rob? Do you understand what he's saying?
He's talking very circularly.
I answered your questions as close as possible. If you close down.
I'm asking Rob if he understands it. I'm not saying anything. I'm asking Rob if he understands.
I think the way I get it is that ESPN is the hot, rich chick, and the Mike O'Meara show is pretty hot, but an ex-girlfriend, but you can still call on her if you need, like, maybe
I'm just
not,
here. I'm
not
the old regular.
Mike.
I'm
not
the old regular. That's what I am.
Don't you
I'm
think
old,
I would have left
old
my
regular.
Old regular after graduating from business school instead of bringing all this value back?
I don't know about that because, you know, we're still good for an occasional
HJ.
You
know what? The answer to that question, you ready for the answer to that question?
Yes.
The answer is yes. I think you would not have left.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Because you are a good man, and I can't, you know, listen, I can bust your balls about the hot chick all day long, but your loyalty to me is unquestioned and has been. But I, you know, when you talk about it, when you talk about ESPN, I pictured you going down to M Street, which is the other location of Podcast Village, and you know, being around the engineers that are.
Oh
calling.
No! It's just
that's what I pictured. I really did. I don't know where he goes. Do you know where he goes?
No,
you know, I don't know where he goes.
No, I'm not allowed to go to the new studio, Mike.
No, because
have you ever been? Have you ever been down there?
I'm not allowed.
No, he's not because he doesn't dress like an adult.
Yeah,
he dresses like a little boy.
You're not allowed to go to the new
I'm
location.
I'm sure if I put on a collared shirt, I would be allowed, maybe not invited, but allowed to see it.
I've seen photos. I'm going to call you guys back real quick while we do this. Just
why are we having a problem?
No, it's the dashboard is stuck on the left hand side. And actually, I'm going to have Shannon come in here and take care of this.
Wow.
If you don't mind.
Call was canceled.
You right? Play that again, please.
Call was canceled, Mike.
Canceled.
Do you mind, Shannon? Now my background's blurry.
Maybe a little more time at the Wisconsin Avenue location.
I agree.
To get the old regulars video system as good as the rich chick. Yes,
hot rich chick.
Okay, I fixed it. Thank you.
Help me with the jewelry,
now
Oscar.
Shannon, feel free to come on over here and talk into this mic without a shield. It's fine. There's no shield on that. It's fine.
I go grab one.
No, you don't need one. There's nobody here.
Let her gab, but don't put her life in danger.
You can go grab one. It's fine.
Don't
go
put her life in danger.
Listen, Oscar, be sweet.
I literally...
So you're not exposing yourself to other people when you go to
the only reason they're allowing us to do this. The talent that's walking in is walking into a separate studio by themselves, one person, and then we walk into the control room, and we're doing the job of four people, but two people are doing that.
Are you going to be fine making the cocktail party tomorrow at 4
o'clock?
Of course,
because that's a 9 a.m. tomorrow. I'll be clear by then.
All right. So you'll be clear.
The MOCP, Mike. We haven't mentioned
by the
it
way,
in a while.
If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, and please, listeners, promote this too. This is 4 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. I want you to talk about how excited you are about the cocktail party, and we're going to find out what everybody's drinking, what everybody's planning, and have everybody come by at 4 o'clock for the Mike O'Meara cocktail party at 4 p.m. tomorrow for our little happy hour. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, that's 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. in England, and 1 p.m. in Sacramento, California. Join us, won't you?
Yeah, Sacramento, especially in that part of the world where you know, you got a lot of lockdown issues out there. You know, you're homebound and all of that. By the way, still around here, kind of a cavalier attitude about the corona. I bumped into a lady as we were walking our dog.
Nice.
And she said, "I can't believe they shut down the clubhouse." It's like,
God.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, that's it.
So, Mike, to answer your question, Shannon, and this is true transparency.
Is there any way we can get that camera to move a little bit to the left so I could get a look at Shannon, please? Because I can't. I can only see her hands.
Grab
them,
please.
Wrong way.
Some people are into that.
There you go.
She's away.
So I'll set this up for you while she grabs headphones, Mike.
Maddie, are you doing that? That's great.
Maddie's doing the job of two people, and she's doing it so well.
Yeah,
Pony Boy, let me tell you. Working from home is the best thing that's happened to the Mike O'Meara show in so long for us.
Really?
Yes, because there isn't a
that's perfect right now.
There's only one person in there doing everything.
I know,
right?
That's perfect. Yeah. I'd love to have
Shannon. I see a box of Oscar Santana's signature gloves.
There they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you acquire those?
We've used gloves to clean for a long time.
So they're leftovers.
We had stockpiles, and then Maddie ordered some more as we were getting closer to D-Day here.
Maddie, can I ask a favor?
Of course.
I'd like to call you Madeline.
Am I in trouble?
No, I have to share something with you. In these difficult times, let me say that I always resist the urge to call you Madeline.
Interesting.
I love it. I love that name. I think it's a gorgeous name. And if, with your permission, and if you don't wish me to, I will continue to call you Maddie. But I would love to call you Madeline.
Please do. That would be great.
Thank you, Madeline. All right, very
Madeline,
good.
Hey, you know what's my favorite Madeline moment? Headphones, which are Rob's headphones, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm.
My favorite Madeline moment already on the show is when she said, "Go, go."
Yeah. She tells us, she gives us an audio cue to start the show.
Do you
and
hear
Rob
yet?
Laughed
you have
at
to
that.
Communicate with the producer. You don't hear anything at all? It might be plugged into the wrong cable. I'm not sure.
Rob, maybe you could help Shannon.
What do you usually plug in?
You want to plug into, there's a movable panel to your immediate left, Shannon.
There's a movable panel.
You see that panel?
Panel?
You'll have to lift it and take it off
lift
the screws.
Lift and take it off.
And then there is a headphone plug that's hanging. There. And that will be the Rob plug, so you can
use
that.
Thank you.
I believe it might be number one.
Turn it down.
Yeah, I'm sure if it's set to Rob levels, her hair is going to
blow
down.
Keep going down. Right now, there we are. All right.
The panel.
Okay.
The panel.
So, one, Shannon, we've never invited Rob Spiewak to the M Street Studios because, one, he doesn't wear hardcover shoes and hard shoes, and he also dresses like a child. Correct or incorrect? Hold on. You got to unmute yourself. No?
Might dress like a child, but I run board, but he...
No, I'm not running board. Maddie, do you mind unmuting Rob on that board? Thank you. Go ahead. Talk.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. There she is.
Hi, Shannon.
What's the answer?
Hi, Mike.
What's the answer?
How are you?
Hey, Z.
Hey.
Before the coronavirus.
Rob might look professional today.
Yes.
And I love you, Rob. No offense, but he does not dress professionally on a daily basis.
I have my strong points too, you know.
Yeah, of course you do. You're a great audio editor. You're funny. You're very nice. You have a beautiful smile.
Really?
But you dress like a homeless man sometimes.
Oh, well.
Most of the time.
And yet I have a home.
This is wonderful.
Now, amount of angst, Shannon, that I had about calling Mike, what was my initial say to ESPN? I said no, correct?
Oh yeah, he said
no. What is it? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
For tomorrow.
The most recent.
So they have.
Why would you have angst? When have I ever gotten on your ass about it?
I still look at this as a radio show. I don't like not doing the show at the appropriate time.
Right.
But this emergency,
which is why he's on time every day.
Emergency times call for emergency countermeasures. And
no, I'm fine. I knew Rob told. Is that Rob? Is that why he called you to tell me to request
the
time change?
We had a whole texting chain going on. And we were trying to figure out what was the best day to bonus.
Yeah, that was about bonus.
And so I said, if we bonus tomorrow, we can still do Friday if we have an early start. I didn't know all the details.
This is breaking news last night, Mike. When I called you, I found out.
The angst is gone. I am doing this show. And I don't want to go so far as to say I'm self-quarantined because I do go out, but I'm not really acquiring anything out in stores anymore. And I'll have a story about Carla finally running out because she just couldn't stand being in the house with me. But it's a situation.
Lots Shannon's of time in front on, of your typewriter.
Shannon's
Mike?
Putting on rubber gloves right now, which is just
I know.
Just in case.
She's doing it like a pro. She's doing the thing where she slightly inflates it and then puts it right on.
So, Mike, I get the call from headquarters and ESPN. They said, look, I know you're usually blocked off in the mornings, but we need a 9 a.m. with these two coaches. And if you can do it, awesome. I said, look, I have that show that is blocked off for a reason. And I said, could you please ask if they can do it in the afternoon, maybe even a noon? And they called, and they called back. They said they can only do it at 9 a.m. It's pretty important. And I said, well, let me call my business partner. So I called you, Mike, and I laid it on the line. And that's why I think maybe that's why I was so serious at the beginning of the show is the reality is, and people listening within this earshot of our voices, they know they're trying to plan out and decide how best can I keep especially small businesses in business. So at this point, Rob is paid from Podcast Village an additional stipend for his editing. Pony Boy gets extra dollars from Podcast Village. Madeline Masiello subsidizes her income that she gets from TMS with Podcast Village. So it's all connected. And you best
Where's my extra?
You own a piece of the company, Mike.
Oh, that's so right. I'm sorry.
So
you don't understand big business.
For me, as I've told Shannon at
so
length.
So much it means to me.
At length.
Shannon is really a fidgeter, isn't that, she?
Yes.
Yes, sit still for the love of
yeah,
God.
Come on. Come
you got
on.
It.
So for
Fold
me.
Fold your hands.
I'm,
good.
I would rather, capture the business as best we can to keep this
right.
business solvent. Because yeah. we don't know what's around the corner. And Mike, by the way, to your credit, you right away said, oh, no, I get it, man. What am I doing? Let's figure out a better way to do this.
Well, I said that to Rob, too. I said, what the hell am I doing? My
exactly.
number one activity, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, is to, after doing this show, is to hang out with my kid, which I did yesterday. Threw the ball with him out at a park.
Aww.
By the way, they've closed the, when he got his notice from his little league down mm-hmm. here, this is real mm-hmm. minutia, they said, no games, obviously. They're not going to have any games, but the park, the ball fields will be open. And I'm like, okay, a wide open ball field, you know, perfectly. Nope, shut those down, too.
Yeah.
But they did not shut down the beaches down here yet.
That's great.
They said Monday that's happening.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Right?
Fine, Governor DeSantis. Way to be proactive. After you put 7 million people up at on the beach up in Clearwater, then you shut the beach down. Now Fort Myers shut them down yesterday. So the city council did. That's why, by the way, you might want to, for those of you that might be pissed off at the inactivity from certain federal agencies or maybe state agencies, this is kind of the way I'm getting it from watching the news down here. Government works that way. You want to bitch at somebody who you can maybe get to? Go to your local officials that have the same kind of power. A city council can shut down a beach in a municipality. They can do that. Now, they are overruled by the state government that can say, well, you want to keep open, but I'm saying you can't. But if they shut down their local beach, it's very rare that the state government will veto that.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
A lot
so
of politics.
Bitch out loud to the people that are your local government leaders. And we'll get to that later in the show, because I think we're witnessing something that we probably all already knew, but this is pretty crazy. And when I see that video of people on the beach, it's stunning. Yes, Rob.
Speaking of the video of the beach, every time there is a crisis throughout history, there's sort of an image you associate it with. Like for World War II, I think we all think of them raising the flag on Iwo Jima. I think that's a fantastic image we associate with World War II. I think I have found the image to associate with the corona pandemic. And it's this gentleman who was he's on spring break in Florida. And,
all right, yeah, thank
Florida,
you for coming to Florida.
Duh.
Thank you, spring breakers.
Anyway, so this is, I think, the attitude we all need to keep in mind right here. Right here.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messy.
So, Mike, he's been planning the trip for 3 months.
Am I overstating it, thinking that maybe a well-placed bullet would solve that problem? I mean,
hey,
right there.
Well,
is
if
there,
you shot him,
there
what he
is.
Would say, he would say, if I get shot, I get shot.
If I get shot in the forehead, I get shot in the forehead. I went, hey, Keith, do you have my Marlboro lights? Keith?
I'm pleased to announce that a large creature has been caught and killed. The beaches will remain open.
What?
Yeah, it really is. The governor is like, and amity means friendship. I mean, it really is kind of
it
a,
is. Summer
a scary
dollars.
Situation.
Mike, I was
here right now,
I was thinking of this idea that we want the best leaders. You're talking about the politics here, that you want the best leaders in place to help message to the public about what's going on in this country, what's going on with this virus, right?
Right.
And I think the message is being done, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I think also levity is important at this point, because this is why we're doing the program.
I totally agree. In fact, I wrote that down on the show where comedy right now is the that's what I'm craving when I'm not here, when I'm watching my content. But go ahead. I interrupted you.
No,
finish
no. So the character you used to do about Winston Churchill, but with your knuckles, where it was his pinky.
We will fight it on the beaches. We will fight it in the air. And we will never surrender. Yes. This is the United States' finest hour. Yes, there is.
So, last night, I'm looking
You're
for something
Shannon.
To...
Look at her. I haven't seen her smile this much in weeks.
I didn't even know she could smile like that big.
Bully for you, Shannon. You are
like
contributing to the war effort against the corona.
Thank you.
The corona will be defeated.
Here it is.
Terrible.
You talk about comedy. I'm sitting there, and I guess maybe like 3:15-ish, 4 o'clock
right.
is the time of day where everything ends that we've had to do, mm-hmm. and we're going to bed relatively early, and I'm looking for something to watch. I really had that mindset. I want to laugh.
Comedy.
I want to laugh. I'll tell you when we come back about my day. And ultimately, all I could find that was valued watching a Netflix movie called Lost Girls. About prostitutes that were murdered. I'm like, yeah, that's a laugh fest. That's fantastic, Mike. Yeah. And then Carla came in and watched it too. And we're like,
So anyway, I think the symptoms so of the fun. Coronavirus are what now? Fever, chest congestion, and lowering the bar for entertainment.
Because
that's what you've done. You're watching a prostitute movie.
And speaking of lowering the bar for entertainment, you, Shannon, and you, Oscar, along with Carla and Mike, and even Katie. If Kenny wants to come by, we're having a cocktail party tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. Bring your favorite spirit, and dare I say, we may even open up the phones at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Yes, it's the Mike O'Meara Show cocktail party. And now, Rob Spiewak, now that we can look at each other.
Yes.
You can start the goddamn show right now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomeraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I wasn't going to talk about the coronavirus. But on the way here, I got really ill. But I think it was because I ate a cherry pie. Like I got a cherry pie from Bristol Farms, and then he turned on the radio. The guy was like, "Well, there's been so far 11 cases, 50, 200. I don't feel good." You know, you're like, "Oh, this is not good." I feel like I'm in a middle of a Stephen King novel or something. It's funny how Big Pharma is so evil till now. Was it $200 a pill? Yeah, that's good. That's fine. I'll take give me all you got. And now I'm sniffling and I don't know what that is. Could be the cocaine, I guess. It's funny that we all now know how we're going to die. It's just a matter of what order at this point. I said I wasn't going to mention it. I was talking to the manager. He's like, nobody wants to hear about the f***ing coronavirus. They come here to not hear about the coronavirus. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But it was a good idea you made. It was a good choice tonight to come out and sit beside total strangers. At least I might be here. I can run, you know? At least I can flee when I see it.
Guess what? I got a fever.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and all over the world. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. Places like Batcave, North Carolina, the Falkland Islands, Heinsberg, Germany, Missoula, Montana, Gritviken, South Sandwich Islands, Corona, California.
I get it.
The Mike O'Meara Show is on now and brought to you by Joybird.
Oh.
I'm fine. I'm not sure if you've read a newspaper recently, but folks seem to be staying inside their homes a lot. And they say that a lot, Damone.
They do, Damone.
So with that in mind, you need great stuff in your house. Your furniture should suit your needs, but also feel uniquely you. That's where Joybird comes in. Joybird has anything, furniture-wise, that you could ever want. Custom-made to your taste. With the selection like this, the days of settling are over. Plus, free Joybird personal design consultants to help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store. It's great to socially distance yourself from pushy salesmen. Bring the showroom home. Sit on it. Sleep on it. And break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Break it paper. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank them. We are very happy to be with you. You have no idea how happy we are to be doing this show each and every day for you, but for us as well. And I mean that from the bottom of my hearty heart. I really, really do. I wanted to say this and just get this out of the way. All right. So the news this morning, it's getting, I don't know for you guys if it's the same way. For me, it's getting more difficult Shannon, if there's any way you could tighten up. I'm not Shannon. Maddie.
Madeline. It's Madeline.
Madeline, if you can tighten up on Oscar's shot a little bit now that Shannon's not there anymore, that would be great. Here it is. I'm getting more stressed now when I watch the news, and I'm getting stressed out for this. I hope I don't get this thing, but I'm realizing now if you do get this thing, we're boned. This is an example, in my humble opinion, of leadership failing us.
Hey, Carla, can you turn down the television for God's sake?
Speaking of
I'm
leadership.
I'm doing a show here.
Yeah, speaking of being failed. Either turn it off or turn it up.
Leadership.
I can't follow Judge Judy at that volume. Turn it up.
Wait, Mike. Good Lord. Just for S's and giggles. Is she in the living room watching television?
Watching television. I mean, really. Like, what the f*** do I do here?
The sign of ultimate disrespect.
He's got a TV in the bedroom.
That's like,
come here.
That's like on the Regis show
answer
if they got over
this
to Gelman. If they answered, showed Gelman, and he was like playing a Game Boy. Just, you know.
I'm waiting for Mrs. O'Mara to come into the studio.
Just not into it.
There's a lovely antique chair here for you. What? Come here. Don't yell at me, Michael. Come over here.
Oh,
Michael, come over here.
Listen
Michael
to,
William O'Mara, come here right
listen
now.
Listen to Papa. Talk to Robert, Oscar, and Madeline.
Here you go. All right, here he comes.
Oh, there Madeline. He is.
Hi.
There
hi.
He is.
Let's sit him up here.
There
right
he
there.
Is.
Hi, how are you? What were you yelling at
hi.
Me?
Hi.
All right, let me turn this thing off my camera. Hold on a second.
Because you were yelling at us.
I was yelling at
oh,
you?
Oh, he was protecting Mama.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, okay. Say I love you to all the listeners. Would you like to sing a song? Oh, Señor.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Señor Don Gato.
Señor Don Gato.
Michael.
Don Gato.
All right, go. I love you. Bye.
Bye. See you later.
So long.
Bye. Meet you there.
Bye. Tell mommy to come to the studio. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just do the show. What was I talking about? Jesus.
They you wanted to talk about that. We're all
leadership.
Oscar sent me the polls. Oscar sent me the polls. I'm able to block this off.
Good.
It's going to be better audio tomorrow.
Back to your dancing.
All right. So here it is. I want to talk about this. This is... I'm watching the news today, and I said, have we ever had a better example of how government fails? They're talking about, here are the shortage. Tests, we don't have enough tests.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't have enough masks for doctors. They're asking they're asking doctors now, use bandanas.
Yes.
And I mean, really, the people
hey,
that are on the front
howdy,
lines.
Partner.
That's not to mention the hazmat suits that these people are normally supposed to wear that mm-hmm. aren't there. We don't have ventilators. We don't have respirators. The governor here in Florida not closing the Florida beaches right away. So you saw that picture outside of Tampa where the beaches were just packed with idiots like that guy that Rob played.
Right.
Have we ever, I mean, what is the, why? Why are we voting if we don't have people that are doing what they're supposed to do? And then I'm told that they fired the CDC people, not the pandemic people, were just fired at the beginning of this administration. So we're sitting here now. the allegedly most powerful country in the world, and we don't have any of this stuff. It is maddening, and that stresses me out.
Imagine,
I want people to put on their empathy hats for just a second here. Take the politics, suck it right out of this. I'm talking about government, Republican, Democrat, Independent. I'm talking about government in general. But take the politics out of it, and imagine, if you will, someone like Oscar's brother and sister-in-law, or his sister and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Medical professionals on the front lines that are asked to help people who could die from this thing, and they're not even given the basically paper products that help them protect themselves.
But
get to me. We ought to be, when this dust settles, there's going to be a reckoning, man. There's got to be a reckoning. It's ridiculous. Yes, Oscar.
I think I mentioned this. God, this f***ing thing's moving fast. Excuse my language. I've had conversations every night with my brother and sister. My brother-in-law, who's in California, who has to, he works in the hospital. My sister, who now telemedicines from home.
Mm-hmm.
So she's okay. But when you talk to my brother.
Oh, thank God. I'm very glad to hear that.
My brother and my sister-in-law in Boston. These are sobering conversations in the evening when, she's discussing how they have to go, like I said yesterday, with the same mask into multiple patients. And they wouldn't do that for patients. But they have this Hippocratic Oath that says they have to do it. Like, you're there to care.
Right.
So so the psychology of you walking into a room, knowing that the odds are if somebody is infected and you don't know that for sure, but the probability is high.
Sure.
And then you going in and then getting it and then going home and taking it home to your family.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 3-year-old kid. Imagine living with that.
I cannot, my level of anger at the people we elect to make these decisions and put in place is it's never been like this before. We have punted this. We have punted this. When we, when we talk, it's all talk. Guys, I'm sorry. Talk is cheap. It's talk to say that we're the best and we're the good. No, we're not. We don't have the stuff. We still don't have the tests. We still don't have the mask. And putting people, as much as I believe the government has failed us, I'm looking at these brave people. I look at the drive-through testing centers, keep your windows up, with National Guard people in uniform that are sitting there going, they don't have to do, their bravery is just, it's so, they're so, we are so completely.
This is why, if you can, just stay at home.
Stay at home, God damn it. Think about the people that are on the front line of this. And if that's what you sacrifice, and I can't get through to anybody down here. You know what? I have gone from being my own advocate, where I'm doing it and I'm walking the walk, to being honest with the people that I play golf with in soft land down here by telling them honestly why I'm not playing any longer, to now I'm going to be more forthcoming with, listen, if you care, by the way, you can still go out and take a walk. You can go for a stroll. You can ride a bike. You can do so many different things. You're not going into a crowded bar or a crowded restaurant or being crowded. We're not asking you. And by the way, golf, if you got four guys standing up on a tee, teeing off, I'm sorry. That's closer than I want to be because I think and by the way, we said it yesterday. It's the best thing that's been said. Don't do this thinking I'm not going to catch it. Do this assuming you have it and you're going to give it to somebody
else. Don't be a spreader. Don't be a spreader.
That's exactly the underlying flaw with that idiot from the Florida beach.
He's talking about him catching it.
Yeah, when he says, if I get it, I get it. But that's not what it's about. It's about the spread of it. And you have to think of others. Think of others. That's what it's all about.
Surreal.
Yeah, and anyway, so that's it. That's it.
Yeah, and it's not about. So Mike, to your point, let's take the politics out of this. Just
absolutely.
Let's take the politics out of it.
I am not going to sit here and use this forum to scream at America for electing a pimp.
If we can't, if we can't on our political leaders in certain areas or maybe even nationally, regardless of your politics, count on yourself.
Yeah,
count on what you can do.
That's the thing. We can't change anything right now doing this show, other than tell people. If you have any ability to do it, if it's causing a hardship for you, you stay put. Right. Stay where you can. Get delivery. If you have to go to the grocery store, practice social distancing. Get yeah. in, get out. That, you know, everybody has to get to the grocery store once in a while. It happens. But for the love of God, do what you can. Right now, Oscar, right? What your doctor, brothers yeah. and sisters would say would yeah. be, you know, try to avoid other people at yep. all costs. Yep. Just try to do it as, and keep it down to a minimum, right?
Stay at home. Stay at home. Because, look, we've already seen this happening now. Somebody gets sick. They're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They call their health provider and say, hey, I'm not feeling so well. They're going to just tell you to stay at home. Because mm-hmm. if you end up at urgent care or the hospital, they're going to send you right home because they don't have enough tests to test you. And right. since you're not in this critical, I guess, age bracket, they're going to hope that you're just going to go home. Go, and if you are infected, you'll cycle through and then you'll make it out on the other side, no problem.
Yep.
But don't add more stress to the system.
No, the last thing you need to go is to go to an urgent care waiting room that's full of people that are already sick, either suppressed, yeah. immune, and then and spread it. Stay home. Lock your yeah. doors. Pull your shit.
And if you have to go out, take the proper precautions.
That's
if
it.
You got winter gloves and you're something, wear gloves. Wash them when they get home.
Amen. Yep. Amen. There. That's a message from the mic. Oh, and by the way, join Mike O'Mara and company for yes. the cocktail party tomorrow starting mm-hmm. at 4 p.m.
M-O-C-P,
right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. And by the way, you know, if you think this show's good, wait till halfway through tomorrow's show starting at 4 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. And we'll take calls, as much as I hate to say it. It'll sure. be fun. We're going to take a break right now. We will come back with Carla's secret mission to the grocery store oh. at about 10 minutes before they close to stock up the shelves. We'll take a break and come back with more.
This is Al Pacino. I'd like to talk about the TMOS Yak Shack. Are they doing it or not? What's the deal? Come on! What are they doing? I got the number right here, 888-920-6673. Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you do the Yak Shack? And please, for the love of God, tell me what's going on with this de-aging software. I don't know. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Thank you, Al. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuckit. Untuckit shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. That's why the name of the company is Untuckit. Do I make myself clear? Do you need a roadmap for that? I don't think you do. Untuckit. Okay, Brad, do you get it? Brad, you're representing Captain Hook Seafood. Show a little pride. Never too long, never overly baggy, just a perfect fit every time. You're going to love it. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. You see, when you wear an untucked shirt, you don't need to tuck it in. You see?
It's no matter your name, Mike. Almost.
Thank you. No matter your size or shape, it's great. I adore mine. They're fantastic. More than 50 fit combinations. They look great on tall, short, slim, athletic guys, all ages. You can find it. It doesn't discriminate. All right?
Mm.
Like the virus. You can find your favorite untucked style. I'm sure they're really.
It's fine.
Send this to the ad agency.
My people are online shopping all day. All day.
Yeah. You can find your favorite untucked styles online. Or check out one of their 80 brick and mortar stores.
We don't
stores.
Even need to deal with that right now, Mike.
Yeah, we probably don't.
Update that copy.
Yeah. Update
the copy!
Of course.
Don't just take my word for it. Try Untuckit for yourself.
Did you say of course to yourself, Rob?
Yes. Reminder.
Manny motivated. Visit Untuckit. I know you're home. I know you're happy to be home, but we need you. Visit untuckit.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order. Yeah, there's a guy out online yesterday. He said, hey, the show's great. I think Rob ought to stay home. There's no need for Rob to make that commute anymore.
Yeah, I paid him $40 to write that.
That was your buddy. Did you see it? Did you see that comment made?
Saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, behind the scenes, sir. Accountability, it's called. Yes. This is why I'm telling you, there will be a thinning of the herd in America of people that can actually do their job because they have to at home, or just they can't because they can't.
Right.
Let me say yesterday, after we get off the air, and we will get to Carla's secret mission to the grocery secret. Store. But yesterday, I realized I went through the entire show and didn't mention the fact that yesterday was the 4-year anniversary of my my mom's passing, and I realized that was another crappy March where I was up in Boston and I brought all the equipment up there and I'm doing it from the guest room in my sister's house, and I think I did two shows or something before.
I had
to get there and you know, make her funeral arrangements, and then so I post right after that a lovely picture of her that my sister sent me, and then my niece later in the day sent this wonderful video of my mom. It's on my Facebook page at Mike
O'Mara.
It's
beautiful. It really is beautiful.
It really got a good, there's a great picture of her and her first husband, the naval aviator, Joe Lister. And she's such a pretty lady when she was younger. And she was a beautiful lady when she was older too. But it was 4 years. And for some reason last year, maybe because we weren't dealing with all this stuff we're dealing with now, I don't remember commemorating the anniversary as much as I did this year. And yesterday, I'm just, I like an hour and a half where Carla comes out, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, sad.
Well,
thinking
you're,
that.
I mean, you're already in crisis because of the international situation. So you're weakened.
You're remembering
you're emotionally weakened, and it's I mean, you know what, though? That's good, though.
Everybody's feeling this way. I'm 40 minutes from my mom, probably 25 now with traffic, the way it is, and I can't go see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't go see her. My dad, by the way, thanks a lot, old man, on the front lines. Bolivia shuttered, and who knows when the borders are going to be open again. See you in a couple years.
What are the cases in Bolivia? What are
they've
they
got
like?
11.
So it's there too, South America.
Just
too.
Got there. Just got there. And shuttered. Damn. Everything is shuttered. Mike, let me add a little levity to this conversation instead of all the sadness. Kathy, your sister.
Yeah.
A smoke show. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Let me tell
really?
You. You probably
oh,
knew,
she's going to be so thrilled.
You probably knew that your sister was a smoke show growing up. There's probably a lot of gentlemen callers.
There were a lot of gentlemen in her that showed interest in her.
There's
I don't know
a
what happened
of-
to the family genes, but you know, Dad got the O'Mara genes. Kathy
know,
got my mom's side.
Weren't there a lot of gentlemen callers for you as well?
Yeah, but they had like six packs of Schlitz.
Is Mike in there?
Mike, come on, let's go down to the meadows. Let's get out of the meadows, the cake party.
It was in that beautiful video. I couldn't help but notice how beautiful Kathy is. Like,
well,
you just
and there's
see,
a picture.
You know?
There, the here's what
I know. This
you
is
get
your sister. I know this is you know sensitive, but you know
it's. I don't give a.
I'm not going to say knockout. That's not
the
sensitive.
Thing is, thank you. That would do
very
it.
Very insensitive.
That would do
Oscar.
It for me.
That's right.
The thing is, at the you know that these people, these are pictures. Some of these pictures from 50 years ago, and it's just the memories that I have. I'm not. This is a downer thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mm. I'm really glad my mom's not around to deal with all this crap that we've
I'm
had.
Glad,
the last,
no, it's.
I'm glad you're saying it. That was a thought I had yesterday about Big Daddy.
Yeah,
just
I'm
just said,
glad
you know
he's
I'm,
not
I'm
around.
Glad he's
to
not
see
here
this
because
crap.
To have to, you know, at this point he'd be. I mean, let's put him at the age like when he was still getting it done, like at 85, right? If he's an 85-year-old man and the center of his universe is just getting by and doing what he does, he's at total risk. I'd be out of my mind worried about him right now.
You know, the pictures of my father too that I see. I have a realization that my father. It was sick for 14 years. Mm. So all the pictures of my dad, if you see those, there are a couple where he's looking okay, but most of them, he's an old man that was old before his time. Thank you, Philip Morris. You know, that's what did it for him. I think that, you know, my mom would have been, if she was alive today, she would have been thinking about what she can do.
Yeah.
You know, where she can go, and she wouldn't have given a rat's ass about her own.
Oh, you would have been
personal.
Out of your mind trying to keep her home. My mom is the same way right now. My mom is she works from home for one day, and she's just out of her mind. She's a very social person. There's no reason she can't be working from home. She basically works on a computer all day, and she's out of her mind. And she says, "You know what? I need dog food." I said, "Are you out of dog food?" She says, "Not yet." And I said, then you don't need dog food. I will get you dog food.
Are you sharing with her the attitude that we want everybody in our listening audience to have, which is if it act as though you have it
and
you would give it to somebody
else.
There'll
be a spreader.
Yeah, she is just, it's part of the makeup of the way people are thinking right now. Yeah. People are not able to wrap their head around. I think it'll eventually sink in, but she's trying to create reasons to go out. I say, don't stay home.
My mom's the same way. She's on lockdown. Every time we get a notification on the Ring doorbell?
Right.
I call my brother. I was like, I'm in the middle of something. Can you call mom and quarantine her? Like as soon as that garage door opens, we get a notification.
You get it?
Yeah. But it's her taking out the trash, right? She's like, stop calling me. I'm taking out the trash. Leave me alone.
You know, Carla last night, and I didn't even process this. I think I said right away, yeah, go ahead. She said, I got to get out to the grocery store. I just have to. And my selfishness finally took hold, and I said, just get in and out. And I stayed right in my chair, and she went out, secret mission to the grocery store, no paper products at all, produce gone at our local Publix, no ground beef, but there was meat, so she was able
kidneys,
to get a little meat.
Kidneys?
Probably kidneys. Later on in news you may not need, we're going to have a list of the least popular stuff.
Okay,
the stuff
that's
plentiful at the grocery store. And the people that work there told her that in the morning, when people know now that the stores have restocked, there's a line out the door in the morning. But as Carla wanted me to point out to her, to our listeners, plenty of stuff there. You can cobble together whatever you may need. And today, apparently between 4 and 6, we will be getting another delivery. And at that point, we're good for a couple of weeks. To hunker down. But, you know, we're not in control. We're really not in control.
Can I ask a question
yes.
about shopping? Julia needed art supplies because she's just begun her online schooling with VCU, who, by the way, has been very, very slow about talking about refunds on room and board.
You should substitute the word needed with wanted.
No, she actually needed paint to do an assigned project. She literally needed it.
All right.
So
I
dropped her at Michael's, which is, of course, adjacent to Total Wine and Beverage. So I went there and got some beer. And then as I'm waiting for her to come back out,
Why are you shaking your head, Oscar?
Why the f*** are you doing that? Why are you going to these stores if you don't have to?
I was out of beer.
Dude, buy as much as you can at once and stop going back.
I did buy two cases.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I think that's a weekend for you? Like, I don't know what you can go through. Buy as much as you can.
This doesn't surprise me.
By the way, this is show prep for the MOCP. I needed it.
All right.
So anyway, the thing that threw me is I would call beer a pretty, it's a luxury, but it's important to me. Julia needed this for her schooling. I'm waiting for Julia to come out of the Michael's Art Supply, why are people in the middle of this nonsense coming and going to Stein Mart? What is so important that they need to go to? Do they need vases to fight the virus? Do they need rugs?
I can answer that. I can answer that. It's the same reason they're going to Michael's Crafts. That's what I would say. We will take, she's not going to flunk out if she doesn't get paint in Michael's Crafts. But you know what? We'll talk more about this because it's on everybody's mind.
These are real scenarios.
And by the way, Oscar, did you go to any store, any restaurant yesterday at all for anything?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. He said, Rob, you and I are guilty of being hypocrites. My wife went to the grocery store. You went to the beer store. You know, we got to get our act together. And we're telling people to do what we're not doing ourselves.
I'm trying to get Carrie to go places.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Ciao, belle. This is Andrea, the Italian, the immersive.
Not Andrea. No, with what Italy did.
No.
Not with what Italy did.
Hey, he's an American guy.
I'm sorry. That's a five-year-old promo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. brought to you by Honey. You know that Honey is sweet, but Honey is also a sweet way to save money. Honey, the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Amazing technology, and I love this company. How does it feel to save money with Honey? Saving with Honey is like hitting the lottery because Honey will surprise you with money in the form of savings you're not expecting. Honey makes you feel like a princess living in the kingdom of money.
Money.
And value. Honey has found its over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, and more, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little... Thank you. Think of it as... Oh, I'm feverish. Think of it as a little daily victory, and you're shopping from home again. Fantastic.
Yes.
Plus, free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey. It's programming note tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m., a very special Mike O'Mara show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party. It begins at 4 p.m., we are asking you to join us with your favorite spirits, and we'll have a nice little conversation. As a matter of fact, we are going to open up our phones at 888-920-6673 for your phone calls, and we will be doing it at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Rob was mentioning that that's 1 o'clock London time. And what
no,
time 1
o'clock Sacramento time.
1 o'clock Sacramento time and 9
p.m. in England.
9 p.m. In the U.K.
11 a.m. in Maui, Oscar.
Oh, nice.
11 a.m. Maui. We'll take your phone calls if we can.
Yes.
You think we're going to be able to pull that off, Oh? You think
Absolutely.
We're going to be able to do that?
Madeline is on it.
Madeline, of all the people on our staff, has the multitasking chip where she can do both.
What'll happen is she'll pick up the phone and she'll say, go.
Okay.
Go.
He liked that. What do you think, Madeline? Do you think you're up for it?
I think there's now a lot of expectation, but I think I can do it.
Yeah. Very good. That's the right attitude. Young Madeline will be doing that for you.
I don't know if she likes Madeline. I'm just asking.
Is she wincing every time I'm saying Madeline?
I don't know.
No, I don't mind it.
You like it?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I think it sets you apart, if I'm being honest.
But it's mine. You get to call her Maddie. I call her Madeline.
No, I'm going to call her Madeline, too.
Whoa.
I want to call her Madeline. I want to be the only one. Come on. What does your mom call you?
My parents, everybody calls me Maddie except for Charlie Burney, who calls me Madeline. That's
Madeline. Sweet Charlie Burney. Did Charlie Burney do a sketch of you, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, he did. As a matter of fact, I just saw the corner of my eye. He did a sketch of you doing Winston Churchill with your finger. He just sent it to me. I will text it to you right now.
By the way, Charlie Burney is getting through this crisis by excessive doodling. That is how he is making it. Charlie, hope you're doing well. I know we all miss you at Podcast Village, but let me just say that I really, really want to see, of all the things I've seen on the news, and Rob was talking about seeing it, above all that, and I mentioned the leaders and stuff, I really wish they'd close those beaches. Close the beaches. Isn't that the giant Petri dish? Isn't that really what
it's
it is?
It's absolutely shocking.
Mm-hmm. Mike, did you see the picture of your finger?
That is pretty funny.
I love it.
That is pretty funny.
Oh, it's absolutely. It's perfect.
Hold on one sec. There it is.
I got it. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Mike, I saw it on the Nightly News. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on Fox News. The beach situation screams... I don't believe you.
Yeah, I agree.
That people are not taking it even remotely seriously.
Yeah.
How? It's so hard for me.
Right?
It's so hard for me. Am I a news junkie? Is that why I am taking it so seriously? That I just take in too much of this and I get...
I think you process the news differently because you process it a lot. You've processed it your entire life. And I think you see through sometimes a couple layers faster than other people. And I think that's probably what drives you crazy because you're very, very woke.
Let me tell you this about the situation. This is how I'm not obsessed with it, but I'm getting my information and I truly care about what I talk about. So I want to have some info about what's going on. And I'm going to now take you to a bookmark page that I have. And it is labeled Florida COVID-19 Confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. This is a live active website And right now, we currently have, I don't know if that's updated or not. I'm trying to see if there is a time. Florida case data last updated March 18th, 2020. And that was at 1900. What is 1900?
Yesterday at 7 p.m.
All right. So it was the last time I got it. Let me see if I can refresh it and see if we get an update on that, which probably will happen. And... yeah, so 7 p.m. less. Apparently, that's the time they do it.
Okay.
Florida cases, total cases currently 328.
Mm-hmm.
Positive Florida residents, 299. Mm. Positive non-Florida residents, 29. Currently being monitored just under 1,967 people that are being
because you account for all the tourism. Damn.
Yeah.
Is there a way for you to scroll back and see where it was, say, the day before to see what progress is happening or how it's progressing?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We'll keep track of it. Yeah.
But they've got a map that almost looks like one of those election maps where they have the different color codes for who's got it. Miami-Dade, the most significant cases in the state, followed
spring
by the Tampa
break.
The Tampa area where you saw those people
spring
on the beaches.
Forever.
And it's a little scary.
Rob.
Yes.
I can't help but to double down on this, and I'm not really making fun or even, I would say, judging you, but I feel like if you let your daughter go to Michael's, you're not taking it as serious as you should. And I have to just share this with you on the air, and I can't even do it off air because I think you should know, and I think our listeners should know. Like, it is a big f***ing deal. It's a big
deal. You think I don't understand that?
Yeah, but why is she going to Michael's when she can just order something online, man?
She wanted and needed to do it yesterday. She wanted to do it yesterday. I guess need is a strong word. Shouldn't say it.
I'm telling you, you're protecting your family if you put your foot down and you say, no, we're not going to be.
Well,
just wait,
I did the same thing.
Next
did I do
days.
The same thing last night with Carla in the grocery store? Did I do the same thing?
I could
because
buy,
I felt like
I could
maybe
buy
I did.
Going into groceries. But an art store, that's something you can get online. That's something
well,
that you need immediately.
I'll give you an example. HDMI cable.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. 5 days ago, I'm in the car going down to a Best Buy and grabbing an HDMI. Yesterday,
sure.
I ordered it online, and that's what I'm doing right now. And that's really, I think that there is a point that if what I am seeing, reading, hearing is true, we are all going to be forced to take this seriously because it's going to get more significant before we see any decline. You don't know. Nobody knows. I'm hearing 18 months. Well, what do you hear when you see 18 months? People say, I don't know about that.
But
because nobody wants to believe
but
it.
But there's a difference, Mike, between dealing with this and dealing with this as a new normal of we have to deal with this for the next 18 months and we just have to be vigilant. Society will get back to where it needs to be and we will adapt. But these next 5 days 10 days are crucial. So the Michaels and beer store runs, I get the grocery store so that I can get past the beer store run, but these Michaels, these things that can wait 10 days, can absolutely wait. That's what you have
you
to
know,
think about.
If you are going by what we are saying and what I'm trying to do, and believe me, I'm already getting squirrely because I do feel like cabin fever in here. If you are going by the thing, assume you have it and you're spreading it, think about that. If you look at it that way, I sent Carla out to the grocery store when we could have gotten groceries ordered online. And Rob went out to the beer store where he could have gotten a delivery of beer online. Yeah. And or can you in Virginia?
You can't. But if you go, buy as much as you can. That's where you hoard. If that's that's where poison is. All right?
Hoard the beer. So, look, I think we all have to think about it. We all have to give it some thought. We all have to realize this thing is
we're
real.
We're not going to be able to slow this thing down unless we all do our part.
Right. I will work harder. I promise you I will work harder.
I will,
too. Me, too. I'm telling you, like, the idea that if we didn't have this business, Rob, Podcast Village, that fed all our families, I would not be out there. I'd be at home. I'd have a Comrex at home with a webcam just like you guys. I would not be out there.
Right.
But I know what the stakes are. Not just
but
for
also,
me, but for you guys.
And to give credit to you, Oscar, you have essentially isolated yourself.
Clearly,
I mean,
it's just my wife and I, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I don't get on elevators with people. I don't do anything. And and I do it proactively. Today I walked in and casually there's like one other office open in the building and they're a nonprofit and the girl's in her 20s and she's like, "Hi." She goes, "I will hold the elevator for you." I was like, "Social distancing." and like went up the stairs.
Right. Do you think it's cruel of me to do what I'm doing right now when I walk through the neighborhood and I see another old person walking and I'm walking my dog? Do you think it's mean what I do? This is what I did this morning.
What do you
do? There's a guy across the street who's not particularly friendly. He gives me a little half wave. And sure. when he got about six feet away from me, I started going. No, I didn't.
Mike,
I just fantasized about doing it.
I think
I've
that's
had
fine.
That fantasy. I'm sorry, but I have.
I think it's
I
fine.
I have just really, you know, you're going to be fine. Especially go up to the driving range, you know, and go. I haven't been up there either. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy, and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you, and good evening.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, everybody. Self-quarantine.
Yes.
Not so bad, really. It gives you time. You can finally replace those smoke detector batteries, alphabetize your coin collection, level your paintings. You can practice your old school clowning or
yes.
trim your bush. It's nearly spring.
Yeah, got to do that. Get outside.
Or play Scrabble, but only use dirty words. A C is worth 3 points. And you take photos on your smart digital cellular phone. Capture images of the world slowly dying. Have fun.
Fun.
And speaking of photos, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and the TMOS bonus hour gives you at least 1,000 words every week, guaranteed. An extra 60 minutes every week of commercial-free, uncensored fun that will make you forget our shared doom. Shtick beats sick, always, always. So kick out your family, lock the doors, pull the shades, and get ready to listen to great extra TMOS content while you protect yourself from COVID-19. Please wash hands, then buy the bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. It's your passport.
Asport.
To the Asport.
Asport.
Yes. Asport. TMOS bonus show, replacing your symptoms with laughter.
News.
News.
Boo. I think my wife's mad at me.
Why?
Why?
Hold on.
You should ask her.
Mad at or hey, mad Carla? About?
Carla! Come here. Why?
Not gonna happen.
Okay, in the shower. All right, that's it. You're not mad at me, are you? Are you mad at me? Always. Thank you. Okay. Very good.
Oh, I love
She's
that sense of humor.
Mad at me.
That's fun, right?
No, I wanted to get her in here to do a promo for the cocktail hour tomorrow.
Oh, oh yeah. She probably doesn't even know about it yet, Mike. She probably doesn't know about it.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, celebrity tweets that are funny in this age of corona.
Yes.
I'd like to share these with you. Some of these are good, some of these are okay, but they're all regarding the coronavirus.
All right.
Let me share. Weird Al Yankovic. His tweet says, yeah, no, sorry, not going to do my corona. Funny one. I like that.
Yeah, he's
Lil Nas X. This is a true one. This is what he tweeted. Are people allowed to be born right now with all the corona stuff going on?
Allowed to be born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lil Nas.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves. I feel like I'm somehow stuck back in that weird time period between Christmas and New Year where anything goes. Oh,
yeah, baby.
Oh, behave. Seth Rogen said, instead of shaking hands, I'm just doing the Wu-Tang symbol from now on. Whitney Cummings wrote, I mean, Tom Hanks is who would play the guy in the movie about coronavirus.
That's the best joke I've heard
perfect.
Yet. That's so great.
Rachel Dratch says, I sure am using the word hunker a lot. And they're two from Conan O'Brien that I love. The first one's not as funny as the second. My doctor told me no hugging and no personal contact. Man, I've got the perfect family for the coronavirus. And this is the best. Conan also says, Lori Loughlin is wondering how the coronavirus got into Princeton and her kid didn't. That is awesome. Let's see, Billy Eichner. Hey, guys, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be posting at-home meditation videos that you all can't. Just kidding. And Ice-T said, people are seriously stressing about not being able to wipe their ass. So those are some funnies. Now, for the more gullible among you, let me make a long story short. Oprah did not get arrested for sex trafficking.
Mm. What?
There was a right-wing conspiracy site that posted that. The lunatic, is it QAnon? Is that what it is? QAnon. It's the weird one where they've got... They started spreading this filth earlier this week, so Oprah shut it down. She tweeted, quote, just got a phone call that my name is trending and being trolled for some awful fake thing. It's not true. Haven't been raided or arrested, just sanitizing and self-distancing with the rest of the world. Stay safe, everybody. Oprah Winfrey sex.
Wow. But a guy can hope. Guy can hope.
Yeah, and what they're doing, you know, it's because she's black.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing this. They hate Oprah. There's a new study on profanity in movies. Now, this might while away your hours while dealing with the crisis here. It shouldn't come as a surprise that Samuel L. Jackson swears quite a bit in his movies. But several actors have been even more vulgar on film. Hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio holds the top honor for swearing the most in a movie thanks to The Wolf of Wall Street, where he made your girlfriend's ears turn red 332 times.
Mm. Wow.
The Wolf of Wall Street is such a nasty little movie.
I would think that Lebowski would be up there. But well, I didn't think the Wolf of Wall Street.
No, not close to the Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Adam Sandler, Joe Pesci, and is it Jason Mewes?
Yes.
Have also outdone Samuel Jackson by clearing over 200 swear words each in at least one of their movies. Sam's personal best was cussing 183 times in what movie? See if you can guess what the movie was where he cussed 183 times.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
No.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
No, close. Oh.
Damn it.
Jackie Brown.
Damn.
Jackie Brown. Here are the 10 most sweariest film characters.
Oh, great.
This is a worthwhile list. Here we go. Jordan, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, 332 swears.
That's number one.
Howard, in Adam Sandler, the most recent one, Uncut Gems, 295 swears.
I believe that because I had to go through and bleep a tape from that. That's all over the place.
All over,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Howard in Uncut Gems, 295. Nikki in Casino, Joe Pesci, 288 swears. Jason Mewes in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That is a total of 268. Ordell in Jackie Brown, 183 swears. We mentioned that one. Alonzo. Denzel Washington in Training Day. What a great movie that was. 173. Tony in Scarface. Tony Montana. Hey.
Tony.
165. I would have thought it was more than that. The Dude. Rob Spiewak mentioned it. In The Big Lebowski. Jeff Bridges. 158. Bad Words. Seth. Jonah Hill in Superbad.
That's
such
a
dirty little movie. That's 152. And Gonzo. Benicio del Toro in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, 150 swears.
Are you sure that's not Gonzo from the Muppet movie with 150 swears?
No, not even close. Wolf of Wall Street, the most vulgar movie, and Gary Oldman's 97 directorial debut, Nil by Mouth, which I don't even know.
I don't know.
That has the highest ratio with 41.3 in every 1,000 words being a swear word. So
4%.
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
Jonah Hill topped the list for cussing about 23 times for every 1,000 words, followed by Sandler, DiCaprio, Pacino, Denzel Washington. It goes on and on. So that's
great.
A little more than I
like the statistics. Right.
Thank you. Very cool.
A website compiled a bunch of people's social media pictures to put together a list of the foods that no one wanted in stores now, even during a pandemic.
Ooh. Love it. Love this.
Let me start with frozen pizzas with pineapple. Top the list.
A Red Baron? I'd take that any day.
Or cauliflower and broccoli crusts. Those are sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want that.
Nobody's giving. People are eating during this. Cans of Manhattan. Yes. Manhattan clam chowder soup.
That's in a New England grocery store.
Yeah, the red, it's tomato-based.
Tomato-based, yeah.
Doesn't belong with clams, in my opinion. Hot tamale-flavored Peeps.
Oh, I'm out.
That's a baby shark cereal.
No, get as much as you want.
Go in there right now.
Don't want it.
Aquafina water. Now, this surprises me, but Aquafina water.
A product of the Pepsi. Pepsi Corporation.
Sitting there. Gluten-free battered halibut. That's too funny. Unsalted potato chips.
Why would anyone buy them in the first place? Horrible.
and of course Corona beer is sitting there on the shelf.
That is got to be brutal. Cheese
as you want. More and more inspiring stories surrounding the outbreak are here. This is your little something something.
Okay.
Here are 10 inspiring stories about Corona. All over the country, people have started putting their Christmas lights back up. A woman on Twitter said her dad explained it in one sentence, quote, "The world needs this right now." That's it. And people are putting up Christmas lights again. Two 20-somethings in New York have been enlisting volunteers to help deliver groceries and medicine to the elderly and other people who can't go out. In the first 72 hours, 1,300 people signed up.
Awesome.
That's my America right there.
Love it. Hell yeah. I freaking love that.
They're calling the group Invisible Hands. Isn't that a nice name?
They're smart as well as being. I'm smart.
The owner of a pizza place in Connecticut has been making two trips a day to deliver free pizzas to his local hospital. I wish I had the name and I wish I had the guy so I could give him credit.
Let's call it the pizza place that you went to in Connecticut when you were a kid. What was that
Gino's.
Called? Gino's. Yeah, it's Gino's.
A woman in Spain had to celebrate her 80th birthday while self-isolating, so her neighbors surprised her by singing happy birthday from their windows and balconies. Sweet story. An IKEA store in Sweden found 50,000 face masks in one of their warehouses and donated them to a nearby hospital. I don't know why they would have face masks in IKEA.
Probably because of all the dent and scratch furniture that they have to make look nice so they can resell.
Yeah, a lot of sawdust and fumes, Mike.
There could be a shortage of ventilators soon, so over 300 engineers got together on Facebook and started something called the Open Source Ventilator Project. The goal was to come up with something people could build out of readily available materials and 3D printed parts. Now, a week later, they've already got a prototype.
Wow.
That's great.
That's America. I love stuff.
Trader Joe's has a huge uptick in business for obvious reasons, so they're handing out bonuses to help their employees. Way to go, Trader Joe's, this time. Right before St. Patrick's Day, the makers of Jameson Irish Whiskey donated $500,000 to the U.S. Bartenders Guild to help bartenders get through the crisis. That'll help my daughter. Thank you very much. Burger King will be giving away free kids' meals, 2 per parent, to make sure kids have something to eat. There's a lot of good out there, Not clear if they've started yet, but you'll be able to order online through their app. They're also doing free delivery. And if you need help homeschooling your kids, Scholastic.com is now offering free online courses, and Google's Arts and Culture page has 2,500 museums you can explore online. And lastly, this just came in. Pony Boy has plenty of gin. Isn't this a wonderful time?
It's a great time.
Great time to be in America, isn't it, everybody? Fantastic.
God bless us, everyone.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Bara Show. Rob's Audio Vault coming right at you, everybody. And don't forget, cocktail time tomorrow, 4 o'clock on the Mike O'Bara Show. Be here right on this website. We're going to have a little cocktail hour for you, everybody. Love to get Mrs. O'Bara to come in and promote that, but she said she's in the shower right now. Yes, sirree. Daddy wasn't. Thank you. We'll take a break.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart-to-heart with you. If you're thinking about just listening to the free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Wow.
I love it.
Sam Kinison impression. Pretty
yeah,
good.
Not bad, right? Huh?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, guess what?
What?
Woodchuck chuckers. It appears that the government is going to send every American $2,000. Hey, isn't that great?
That's
you can
great.
Buy a great coffin with a chunk of change like that and still have enough bread left over to get some flowers. Mm. Sweet. Right, Oscar? How about you, Rob?
Yeah,
but if you
yeah.
beat the odds and survive the COVID-19, even though the government dragged their feet in even acknowledging it, I believe you'll find that too large will be a lot of stuff at Zappos.com. Stock
True.
Up on all the clothes and shoes you desire. Thanks, USA government. Remember, this is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers. Zappos.com, fast free shipping, free and easy returns, a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You're our favorite. Now then, I'll take my stimulus money in the form of 8,000 quarters. See you at the Wheel of Fortune machine. Booyah! Yeah, no gamble. What about the gambling addicts out there?
Oh, ooh, not good. Ooh. Not good.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, March 19th, 2020. Yeah.
Good news, Mike. Arnold Schwarzenegger continues to guide us through this crisis, this time from his jacuzzi. He has posted another video.
That.
So you're going to hear bubbling here. But this is Arnold in his jacuzzi. And I love it because he's smoking a cigar and he's got some little toy dog walking around behind him because, you know, he's down in the water. Here he is, the former governor of California.
Here I am at home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie. I just finished a bike ride and a little bit of workout. And I just, you know, keep staying at home. Away from the crowds and away from outside. The reason why I'm saying that is because I still see photographs and videos of people sitting in outside cafes all over the world and having a good time and hanging out in crowds. That is not wise, because that's how you can get the virus. That's how you get it, like contact with other people. So stay away from crowds, stay away from being in restaurants and outdoor cafes, especially now in springtime, where all the kids are going to the beach and celebrate and drink and all that stuff. This is not a good idea. So stay away from the crowds, go home, and
him.
Then we can overcome this whole problem, this whole virus, in no time. But you got to go and follow those orders. Just remember, stay at home, don't go to crowds. Put that cookie down.
Outdoor cafes.
I just love him now. I've gone from hating him to loving him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's beloved now. He's
yeah.
grown up to be. This is responsible Arnold.
He's using his power for good. Yeah.
Right. So many followers, and he's making a point that you can have a great life and chill out and do that. And all for him. I think that's fantastic.
Love it.
Portland, Oregon, Mike. They have a strip club there that is delivering food to your door, and they're having strippers do it. And they're calling it Boober Eats.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Boober, the boob delivery service.
Thank you, Boober.
By the way, the guy that took delivery looks exactly like you think he would look. Just so you know.
I'm all for it. That's
good.
Fantastic.
Good.
And those ladies are to be commended for
good
doing
for
that.
All right, let's be careful. This is in Australia. A law professor is doing a lecture in one of those big lecture halls, you know, 200, 300 kids. Now, only audio of this exists because they were taping the lecture. There's no video, but what happens is that there's a young lady seated next to a young man, and how shall I say, the lady is getting handsy with the guy, and the teacher actually catches them in the middle of this process and stops the lecture down. So, this is what happens in college.
Let's go a bit more into oh my God, give me a minute, guys. I just want to bleach my eyes and my brain. I love you all, but give me one sec. We're gonna have to a talk now.
Jesus.
If you'd like to spend time with your partner, I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life. And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theater, please.
I'm sure that was on the syllabus. She just didn't enforce it until then. But, you know, at least they're going to class. TikTok, Mike, is a great social media platform. And
right.
This TikTok is pets are really not being considered, I think, as we deal with this pandemic, cats are not used to having their humans home all day. And this woman addresses that.
Our cat does not like the fact that we're all home quarantined. She's like, why are you in my house? Sorry. Okay. Okay.
So
that's awesome.
Please remember the pets.
I love that.
And some equal time for dog lovers. How do you not love this? It's a puppy. He looks like he's about 3 or 4 weeks old. He's just figuring out how to howl. So that's just adorable.
Frankie,
the View,
that?
On the show The View, Whoopi is now moderating from home. They've built her a studio at home.
Life as we know it just keeps changing every single day, which is why our fearless leader, Whoopi, is joining us from home right now. You look great.
Thank you. I am great. This is what we call responsible, social distancing.
And that's really important for her because, as you know, she fought pneumonia really badly last year. So she needs to be careful.
She's got some respiratory issues.
And she sounds even better than Al Roker does in his kitchen. So good for her.
And of course, by the way, this just came in. Mm-hmm. Frankie O'Mara, the Chihuahua.
Yes.
You'll be joining us for the Mike O'Mara cocktail party tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Share that with your friends. 4 p.m. live broadcast. We are going to be having our cocktail party. Bring your favorite spirit and join us. You're all invited. We are hoping that we're going to get maybe 5,000 people coming to this party.
Come on in.
It's going to be fantastic.
Doors open.
It's going to be great.
And as you know, all the late night talk shows have shuttered, but what's happening is a lot of the hosts are posting stuff from their homes. Jimmy Fallon actually posted an adorable video of the hand-washing song he wrote for his daughters. Thanks, Jimmy. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel is actually telling jokes, and so we close tonight with Jimmy Kimmel.
Meanwhile, Steve Sisolak, the governor of Nevada, took decisive action. He ordered all hotels and casinos in Vegas and other gaming cities in the state to close down for a month. So if you feel the need to gamble on something, lick a doorknob.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody. See you tomorrow at 4.
Remember, 4 p.m. tomorrow, the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party begins. Mm-hmm. We will be doing an hour and a half show for free, which will be our cocktail party. You're all invited to that. And then we will continue for an extra hour of cocktailing for the bonus show subscribers. And if you're saying, you're trying to take advantage of the no, it's just we're offering a bonus show to the people that pay for it. And if you want to get it,
we would do the bonus anyways.
We're doing the bonus anyway.
Yeah, right.
That's the way it works. All right. Oscar, thanks for getting me those polls. Rob Spiewak, good job. Madeline.
Yes.
Thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome.
And Pony, I'm so sorry I can't hear your voice right now, but hope you're enjoying yourself and you're invited to the cocktail party as well. For everybody on the TMOS crew, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Radio Entertainment.
박명성 3호 이화기 위성 발사 성공. 12월 10일 평안북도 설산군 소위 위성 발사장에서.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.